ain't anywhere if you see a tree that got a number on it, that's appointing them to the treasure.
Oh, yeah.
And another engine knows it, but now he'll be about the only one with nobody where to go get it. That's place up here in the bottom. It's in the woods there, and I cut timber up there in 25 in the winter. And we were rafting logs, putting them in the river and pinning them together and floating them down the river to the sawmill down here at the household. And that night, we had our raft fastened up to the bank. And that night, the man I was working with, Mr. he heard a noise and he thought his logs had done broken loose. He went out there and he heard such a noise that the log all broken loose. And he said that it was a bull coming from across that river. Said it looked like fire was standing out of the nose 10 foot on each side.
What?
Yeah. And he thought his raft had done broken loose. Well, the next morning the log was out just like he left. They said it was some money was buried up there, and the Indian didn't want the regular bother. Then they saw that bull coming out and said, it looked like fire standing out of his nose on each side.
But they already gotten out there too.
Yeah.
What did he do?
I went back into the camp and let it alone.
I don't want to even get to the camp
I know why it's the tree that I pulled from where this happened at. And it's what you call a beech tree. It's a kind of a smooth bark tree. And that they cut that in that tree, and I didn't know what year, but you can see the numbers on down there on that tree where it was cut in there.
Oh, yeah.
And it done blew up, but you still discover them numbers.
That's something like that in the town that I'm from. A street is named North Three Knot Street because the Indians made markings on trees, you know, mm-hmm. three notches, something
yeah.
like that. I guess for, you know, purposes of showing direction
mm-hmm.
or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to ask you, talking about land, do you have any swamps around here or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot to... low land down here near the river is called swampy land, overflow.
Well, tell me, what would you call a piece of land that's been kind of cut through by some flowing water? Might be about, say, about 10 feet across, 10 feet deep, something like that. You know, it was just cut out by mm-hmm. flowing water. You'd call an area like that a what?
A canal, a wash through farm.
Would that be the same thing, say, if a heavy rain washed out a place
yeah,
like that?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, just like you said, water's coming off a hill down to the bottom, and the water's severe enough to, you know, cut a drain down across the hill. It'll continue to be a canal wash.
Is that the same thing as a gully or something
yeah,
like
the
that?
Yeah, same thing. Other words, a canal, you cut a canal, but that would be just a gully, a wash coming from the upper land to the lower land.
You cut a canal to drain a piece
that's
of land
right.
or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you just wash it while the water just cut its own way through there.
Yeah. You were talking about hills a minute ago. Do you ever call hills anything else? Might say you had a little, I don't know. You ever heard of called